It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 2, 2017. Today is the birthday of American academic and literary critic Irving Babbitt, born in 1865 in Dayton, Ohio. Today he is best known for his founding role in a movement that became known as the New Humanism, a significant influence on literary discussion and conservative thought in the period between 1910 and 1930. He was a cultural critic in the tradition of Matthew Arnold and a consistent opponent of Romanticism, as represented by the writings of Rousseau. Politically, he was a follower of Aristotle and Edmund Burke. He was an advocate of classical humanism, but also offered an ecumenical defense of religion. His humanism implied a broad knowledge of various moral and religious traditions. His book, Democracy and Leadership, published in 1924, is regarded as a classic text of American cultural and political conservatism. He entered Harvard College in 1885. On graduation 4 years later, he took a post teaching classics at the College of Montana. After 2 years, he went to study in France. Then he returned to Harvard for a master's degree. Babbitt became an instructor at Harvard in 1894, teaching French, and he remained there for the rest of his academic career, introducing the study of comparative literature. In 1895, he gave a pioneering lecture titled What is Humanism?, which announced his attack on Rousseau. He felt teaching should be based on the eternal moral and spiritual content of literary masterpieces. His ideas were characteristically written as short essays and then later gathered into books. His central emphasis was on individual moral character and human reason. He put stress on self-discipline and the need to control impulses seeking liberation from all restraints. He opposed naturalism on the grounds that it emphasizes the dominance of external natural forces over the strength of character and individual conscience. He denounced Romanticism and especially its chief advocate, Rousseau. He warned that Rousseau was the chief negative influence over modern culture. He opposed overt sentimentalism and the celebration of human perfection. His views were in the tradition of classical pre-Romantic literature. His political ideas originated from his belief in the supreme importance of moral character. Babbitt rejected socio-political activism and sentimentalism as no substitute for individual conscience and character. He put stress on individual responsibility, too, and opposed everybody's interference in everybody else's business. He met with increasing criticism down the years. Those provoked into announcing their opposition to him included Ernest Hemingway, Sinclair Lewis, H.L. Mencken, Alan Tate, and Edmund Wilson. In the case of Mencken, at least, Babbitt gave as good as he got and branded Mencken's writing as intellectual vaudeville, a criticism with which posterity has had some sympathy. Irving Babbitt remained a controversial figure until his death at home on July 15, 1933, at age 67. He is buried among the other notables in the historic Mount Auburn Cemetery near Harvard University. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 2, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.